The death toll in China from a new strain of bird flu has risen to 9. Authorities say a vaccine should be ready within months. The H7N9 strain, which was confirmed in humans for the first time last month, has now infected 28 people, all of them in eastern China. The exact source of infection remains unknown, although samples had tested positive in some birds in poultry markets that remain the focus of investigations by China and the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization. Vatican Radio's Antonino Garofalo spoke with head veterinarian at FAO, Juan Lebroth.
Well, actually, there's so many different types of influenza, and that is why we use this numbering mechanism of H and N. In fact, there are 16 different types of H's, and there are 9 different types of N's, for example, H1N1, or H5N2, or H7N9. So that's the way we are able to classify them. Is it different from H5N1, this H7N9? Yes, it's very different. It's very different in the case of H5N1. It kills a lot of chickens and geese and ducks and wildlife. This H7N9 apparently is not very virulent in birds, but it has killed over 25 people in the area of Shanghai in China.
Are you more preoccupied, worried about this new disease?
Well, I don't know if I'm able to say whether I'm more worried or less worried. From the viewpoint of agriculture and food, the fact that the chickens and eggs are still being able to be produced and people are able to consume them, the food shortage or the lack of nutrition is not a concern. Of course, I'm very concerned when there's an animal disease that spills over and affects humans or even kills them. So I'm not too sure if it's more or less worried. The fact that I'm not able to know exactly where the disease is in animals because it's not causing illness, it makes my work that much more difficult.
How difficult is it for you to work now with this new influenza?
Well, rather than look at clinical observations, I need diagnostic tests, and I need to have a lot of resources to be able to go out with veterinarians or technicians to sample marketplaces or farms, whether they're family farms or commercial farms, to see if the virus is there or not. People are not reporting disease as they did with H5N1 because there's no disease in these animals. So I need the Chinese authorities need a lot of resources to be able to identify where the disease is and where the disease is not. And it's not only about the Chinese authorities, it's about veterinary authorities all over the world.
How do you stop an influenza to spread from the chicken to the human and maybe from chickens and birds to one another?
That's a very good question, and I would stress that the important thing about importing birds or importing meat is to be sure that meat is safe and those birds are healthy. So if I were Indonesia, rather than, let's say, close the border or have trade restrictions, those animals that are coming in are tested, found to be free, and allowed to enter, would be my recommendation, to be able to stop the disease from going from animals to humans is to have better production practices, better hygiene at the farm level. And when you are preparing food, you use general good food production practices, which means cleaning your hands, cleaning the surface where your meat is being prepared. Don't mix where your salad or your raw material is being cut up on the same surface of where your meat was cut up minutes earlier. So it's not specific for avian influenza. It could be for other foodborne microbes. And so it's a general good practice.
In the case of countries like China or or the southeast of Asia. Chicken are poor people are raising chickens, and even if they are aware of the problems and influenza, they won't want to kill their chicken because it's their living. Are you aware of that particular problem that may?
I'm very aware of that, and in fact, in my village in Italy, we also have chickens, and people do have chickens. So it's not only about China or Vietnam; it's about almost any country here. Perhaps not the Vatican, where you're calling me from, but certainly in the country that surrounds you. That said, we do recognize the importance of poultry and poultry meat for people's livelihoods, and it's a source of good nutrition. If the chicken is healthy, and if you have good production or slaughter practices, and you use proper cooking, there's no danger with this particular virus or even some other diseases.
The H5N1, it appeared again. Is it by chance, hazard chance, that it appears again at the same time, more or less, that the H7N9 again?
Well, I don't think diseases happen by chance. I think there are drivers or conditions that are set up for disease to emerge, disease to spread, or even disease to maintain itself. Cases of H5N1 in Cambodia and Bangladesh that we had reported this week are somewhat of a surprise, because we would have expected something between, let's say, December and March. April is a bit late for the normal curve that we've been seeing with H5N1 occurrence. But the disease, we know, has not disappeared. We may not have had human cases, but we every year, virtually every month, we have had cases in birds. And the more cases you have in birds, the more chances that you have spillover into the human population. The case in Bangladesh, for example, was the first human case that we've had in 5 years. But every year between that, we've had a problem in poultry. And we, the veterinary systems, veterinary authorities in Bangladesh need assistance and investments to be able to eliminate H5N1 from the poultry sector and avoid any spillover into the human population.